Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, we're privileged to have with us, once again, the founder, the executive director, the pilot on this plane, the man who started SLMA many years ago and keeps it flying, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for the nice introduction today. It's cloudy in the Northwest. I found out yesterday that we've had 5 sunny days out of the last 105 days. That's by sunny days, I mean a full day of sun. So it's been a little cloudy up here in the Seattle and northwestern areas, but not something that Southern California has had to put up with.
Not enough for you to come home and come to your senses and move back to Orange County, huh?
I'm out here in the farmland. There's more farmers than blue and white-collar workers. There's more cows than any of us wanted to count up here. It's a great place
to live. More churches per square mile in your town, according to Wikipedia, than any other city in America.
Yes, there is. This is a very, very church-going community. On Sundays, this is the quietest community in America. Okay, well, so much for that. Say, today we've got Mary Ann Vanilla from the Vanilla Group. Now, we had her on the she's been on our program 4 or 5 times through the years, but she was most recently on CRM Radio on March 15th, where we discussed how to get a 5-time lift in a pipeline through early engagement and using telemarketing and telesales services. Today, she's back with us on SLMA to talk about, is buying an appointment the right thing to do? Now, when salespeople are asked what they want, they're always going to say that they want a qualified lead. No one can really deny there is no better qualified lead than an appointment with the right person that is considering a purchase. Well, today we're going to talk about this buying of appointments process and what it takes and why it's so valuable. And we're going to discuss it with Mary Ann Vanilla from the Vanilla Group. Now, she has 25 years of sales and business management experience, founder of sales development firms in the Silicon Valley. Her organizations have consistently delivered long-term successful sales development programs to high-tech and service industries across the country. Her background includes successful performance as a vice president and director at companies such as EC Company, PictureTalk, a subsidiary of Drake International, Global Knowledge. I'm just picking out a few. And let's see, the Skyline Computer Corporation, where she led the Cisco Training Products Division. She's listed this last fall as the number 3 person in the 40 most inspirational C-leaders in sales management, sales lead management. And she was just named again after 7 years as one of the 20 women to watch in sales lead management. Mary Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Vanilla Group, although our listeners probably know all about it because you've been here enough. But tell us again, just for the new people.
So we do sales development for enterprise tech companies. And we work with a lot of the big companies like HP and so on. But we also work with smaller tech companies. The thing that's the same is that they have a complex sales cycle. There's multiple stakeholders. It's a big-ticket solution. And we act as a very sophisticated, almost a pre-sales operation for them, where we identify opportunities and manage those to the point where they're ready to engage with one of the direct account reps and close the deal. So it's a very all-encompassing solution that we've developed. We own the Telesales 2.0 trademark, and that's a methodology that I created around this specific problem space in enterprise tech sales, and it's been very successful. We have a very high retention rate of clients. I have clients I've worked with for 13-plus years, and the results are very predictable. So it's a great model for companies that are a good fit for the solution.
Now, you're also an author, aren't you?
Yes. I wrote 42 Rules of Cold Calling Executives, and that hit number 1 in its category on Amazon. I still get notes from people and cards of people that got a lot of value out of it, even though I wrote it for direct reps that are looking to connect with prospects. But it's really, the principles in it are industry neutral. So I get communication from people in real estate or insurance or financial services, all kinds of different people that principles apply to.
Can I tell you a secret? I recently picked up the copy of your book again, and I've been rereading it. Now, I've managed telemarketing departments. I've managed telesales departments. I've sold telesales services of millions of dollars worth, and I picked it up again the last couple of weeks to help me in my cold calling for our association. So just to let you know, none of us are too old to learn and to remember the basics. And your book is very much a great motivation. Now, let's get into this, is buying an appointment the right thing to do? Everybody thinks that if they only get an appointment with the CEO or the head of IT or whatever they're going after, that will solve all the problems. And from there, once they get that appointment, then they can make their pitch. And give me a definition of what you mean by buying an appointment in your world over there, and then let's get into the subject of why it's valuable and what are the upsides and downsides of it.
Sure. You know, I get calls all the time from companies that say, we want appointments. We want appointments for our reps, and that's what they want. So they start searching on vendors, and, you know, they call us, and they it's a very narrow view of what they want. And one of the things that I tell them is, well, appointments fill your calendar, but they don't fill your pipeline. So it's really important to understand what their particular selling landscape is and what's the best way to engage and manage that. There's a huge gap between the amount of people that will take an appointment and the amount of opportunities that are out there. And if somebody is really stuck on, we want appointments, I generally do not work with those people because they're leaving a lot of revenue on the table. And that's because when you are reaching out to people and you connect with them, you can have this discussion, you find out if there's something going on in there or not, you find out what's on their roadmap. You have this great connection, great conversation, but if they don't schedule a meeting, then it's all for naught. So it's just this complete, you know, narrow, short-sighted view to engaging. So the thing that we've really designed is a way to surface opportunities, because that's really what you want. So there's the issue of engaging with those opportunities, and then there's the issue of what's the right thing to do to engage with those opportunities. So just having this, we want appointments only, that's only going to surface a very small percentage. And a lot of the ones that are actual opportunities are not going to be in that subset of appointments that you have. So yeah, you're really leaving a lot of revenue on the table doing that.
I remember I worked with a CEO at one time, and he came up with a bright idea, and he said, here I'm head of sales and marketing, and he comes up with a bright idea, and he said, I've engaged a firm out in Phoenix to make appointments for us, and we're going to get appointments with CEOs, and we're going to give you, your sales reps, two or three appointments a week. And I said, what's this going to cost us, one? And he said, oh, about $800 an appointment, but it's guaranteed. If the appointment doesn't work out, they'll give us a credit. And I said, so why are we getting appointments with a CEO for a company when we really need to talk to the marketing manager? And he said, well, if we get it with the CEO, then the CEO has a need, they're going to push us down to the marketing manager, and that's going to pressure them to use our services.
Yep.
And all we did was run all over the country on appointments. Tens of thousands of dollars spent, because I tried to tell him this, but I got no place. It's not that these appointments aren't worth it in some cases with, I think you said, the right person, but what we had is sales guys running all over the place. Oh, we got this appointment. Well, we talked to the CEO, and they'd listen. They'd say, yep, okay, yeah, maybe we can use one of those. Well, let me see. I'm going to push this down to our marketing manager and see what he or she feels. And what happened was he pushed it down to the marketing manager, and the marketing manager would say to him, nope, we don't need one of those. Thank you very much. And that was the end of it.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's interesting. I had a client that I still work with, and we've worked with many different divisions within this company. And one of them we were doing sales development and identifying buy cycles and managing those and engaging with those and the solution that we offer. And then they had a couple of firms that were doing appointment setting, and that's all they were doing. And the reps liked the idea of all the activity because it looks like something's happening. And that's really the appeal of it, is we're talking to people. We're in front of people. I want my reps in front of people. So there was all these appointments, and they liked it because of the activity. And also the reps liked it because they didn't have to do anything. It's like, here's your appointment, and just show up. So they ran that program, and they ran that model for quite a while. And then when they did a report on it, 80% of the large deals that closed came from us. Yet all these appointments were happening. So that really proves the point, and that's a real world proof point of, are appointments the right thing to do or not? Because in a large sale, in a large complex deal, you've got a lot of different things happening. And you know, one of the things too that I will mention this to reps, and they always laugh because they don't really think about it, but you do all this work to call and engage with people. So you go through all this to find them, to reach out to them, to email them, to call them, and you finally get the person on the phone, and then what you do is ask them for a meeting. So you go through all this to connect with them just to say, I'd like to hang up and connect with you again next week. So really what you need to do is have a better skill set of when you get that person to talk to them now and find out what's going on in there. Because I've said this a million times, it's not that people don't take calls, and it's not that they won't spend time on calls. They just don't take bad calls. And the vast majority of what they get is bad calls. So they're not going to waste time on that. And if you have somebody that can navigate that conversation and can real time map what the prospect is saying to the right things in your solution, or you know, the stuff that they're dealing with or whatever it is, if you have somebody at that level that they can engage like that, you can have extreme success on those initial calls. But calling somebody just to say, we'd like to talk to you again another time, if you think about it, it's a little ridiculous because you saw how hard they were to reach. So, and the other factor is a vendor appointment is a pretty low priority. So that's really the first thing that's going to go out the window if they have some internal stuff that kind of heats up and they've got some fires to put out or whatever it is. Now, that's the first thing that's going to go out the window is an appointment. And you don't even know what's going on in there. You don't know, you know, what their opportunity, what their roadmap is, what their long-term plans are, what drivers there are or anything, because you cut yourself off to set an appointment to find all that out. But now the appointment falls apart. So there's just so many reasons that is often not the best approach. Now, if you have a set of records that you know there's something going on in there, you know who the stakeholders are, you know what's going on, and you want to set up meetings, then that's different. But if you've got a set of accounts that still need a lot of discovery in them, setting appointments in those is often not the right thing to do.
I think you've really hit it on the head. We've been speaking with Mary Ann Vanilla from the Vanilla Group. We've been talking about the future. Excuse me. We've been talking about appointment setting and the pluses and the minuses of appointment setting. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about this engagement issue. I love what you said about appointments fill up the calendar, but not the pipeline, because that certainly seems to be the case. And there are enough companies out there selling this. I think they all make a pretty good living for 6 months and then go on to someone else. But let's take just a brief break here for our commercials, and Paul will say a few nice words, and then we'll get back and tackle this issue in a little more depth.
Well, just a couple of quick thoughts as you pick up your mouse and look for things to search through today here. One of you might want to look at is a company called Kite Desk. It's a sales development application that lets you manage all your leads and every sales development activity, such as personalized emails, direct dial phone calls, and daily to-do lists, all in one place, efficiently, effectively, easily. Gone are the days of erratic sales numbers. Growth organizations using Kite Desk benefit from taking a targeted, account-based approach to lead generation, all while managing leads consistently, creating, ready, wait for it, predictable pipelines. Yes, that dream come true. Imagine opening up more conversations and booking more qualified meetings. Can start today. Just pick up that mouse and move it to kitedesk.com, just like it sounds, K-I-T-E-D-E-S-K, kitedesk.com.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at Validar.com.
And one more quick note about our guest today. For 16 years, the Vanilla Group has been the only firm bringing expert, high-quality B2B telemarketing and telesales-based sales lead generation designed for closing large deals like yours. Our methodology is exclusively developed for enterprise tech companies. Their Telesales 2.0 model delivers active sales leads, meetings, and pipelines, and they engage as a peer with executives, gaining access to opportunities with stakeholders to uncover critical real-time sales intelligence that makes the difference in successful engagements that result in real revenue. Imagine that. They're 100% based in the U.S., and they're real easy to find. You can just go visit them at vanillagroup.com, V-A-N-E-L-L-A, vanillagroup.com. All right, back to Jim and his guest.
Marianne Vanilla, the CEO of the Vanilla Group, and we've been talking on the subject, is buying an appointment the right thing to do? And I think she answered for the most part, it isn't the right thing to do. If that's your only goal, is to get an appointment, fill the calendar, but not the pipeline. Yet at the same time, the goal of most of the high-tech telesales and telemarketing firms is to eventually help get that appointment for the sales rep. Marianne, oh, by the way, she didn't know we were running that commercial for her today. I took that off your website and snuck it in. snuck it in on you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So let's tackle this. You still get the appointment, but you do it a little differently. Tell us how this works with someone that comes to you and says, well, look, I've got 30 sales reps. I need to generate, 25 to 40 qualified leads a month. And we've got a $10,000 or $20,000 product. And how can you do it for me? So what do you do? What's your first approach?
You know, it's interesting because the way that we look at organizations is how do they work? What is their sales landscape? What's their team like? What are the team dynamics? So we go through all this to make sure that they're a good fit. But then also, we do schedule meetings, and that's more of a natural next step based on a great conversation. So that and that's a normal conversation. So I can't tell you how many I probably should have counted how many I've gotten in the last 2 weeks, requests for a meeting from sales reps. Because the interesting thing is my firm works in this space, but I'm also a CEO of a company that everybody wants to sell stuff to. So I get a lot of sales outreach. And most of it is, hey, we want to see when you got 15 minutes. We want to take you out for coffee. We'd love to pick your brain. When do you have some time to talk about this? Oh, did you get my email? I wanted to block off some time. It's like I could block off the next 6 months talking to sales reps if I accepted all this stuff.
It's all I wanna, and I hate it when somebody says, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love. I know you'd love to. You love a lot of things.
But, right. Oh, and then you get
about,
the breakup
email
about
me.
You don't respond.
It's always about
them. Like, well, apparently you are not finding this of any value, so this is my last attempt. It's like, just go away. You know, it's so, it's rude, it's weird. And that's not how peers interact with each other. So executives do not talk to executives like that. They don't use this kind of schoolyard bully tactics. They don't, they're not being phony, any of that. So a peer-to-peer conversation is just normal. So it's normal for executives to call executives. You're in business, and part of business is you have to speak. So it's normal to talk about stuff. So when they get a call that is a good way to spend their time, they're going to have that conversation. So you have the conversation, find out what's going on in there, and then you know what to do. You know, it was kind of interesting. A while back, I had the CRM and the automation admin at a client said, well, how do you score? How do you change the score of this record based on what you did? And I'm like, well, the purpose of scoring is to get what we just did. So the purpose of scoring is to have the conversation that we just had. So this isn't a, well, raise them 3 points because we did this. It's more, this is what's going on in here, and now you need to manage this because there's a sales cycle in here. And that's the key that is often missing, is when you're just narrowly focused on, we only want appointments. And especially if you have a long sales cycle, and this is the other thing, is like if you have a sales cycle that's like 6+ months, and a lot of them are longer, and if you have something like that, and you're saying, well, we only want appointments, the first thing you're going to get is people that are tire kicking, and they're not going to be ready to buy for a long time. So it's like, okay, you just paid a lot of money to have a conversation that isn't going to go anywhere. Or it's somebody that is going into it very informed about you, because buyers aren't stupid. They look you up. They look up the company. They know what they're walking into. You don't know anything about them because you've never had a conversation with them. So you're going into a conversation very unequal, and you're going in at a disadvantage. So, you know, that's another thing that happens. So when you are talking with them, and if you tee it up that you have conversations, find out what's going on in there, and then assign the appropriate next actions to that. And that's where your marketing automation comes into play. I know last time we were talking, I said marketing automation only does what you tell it to do. So you have certain tracks that you tell it to do. You have tracks of, you know, maybe they're working with a competitor and they need to be educated about XYZ and where you can solve these problems, whatever it is. You put them on that track now because you know all these data points. And if they're not ready, whatever. And then if you have somebody that maybe they're in the blueprint stages of their planning around a sales cycle and they are going to do something, and it's a sure thing, but they're just a little early, you can make a big impact then. They know who you are. You have this great conversation. You make an impact. There's a lot of stickiness to that conversation. They remember who you are. And then you can put them on a path where you're set up some alerts for yourself, like in a few weeks. Set up a Google alert for yourself so that you're keeping up on what the company's doing. You know, hey, Jim, I saw you guys just got this award. That's really cool. I just wanted to tell you congratulations. I know we're not going to talk for another month, but just wanted to send a note. So have a great day. Right? So those things have a lot of value. And so when you get and this also has to do with the fact that many of our meetings and early engagements are not face-to-face anymore. You have to create value remotely, and that's mm-hmm. the way you do it. Hey, Jim, here's a white paper that we just produced, or here's a white paper I ran into. I don't know if you've already seen it or not, but I just wanted to shoot it over to you. I'll talk to you down the road. You know, no expectations, doesn't matter. But you're thinking about them, and that is, again, you're filling in the white space between your first conversation and when you pick it back up. And you're also establishing that relationship and establishing trust. There's all these things that are happening with that. And so when you have the conversation and find out what's going on in there, you can put them on the right development track. And sometimes the right next thing is, yeah, let's block off a meeting and talk about where it makes sense to to get into some demos and stuff like that. So there's a percentage that are going to fall into that category. But then you have all this other revenue out here developing that you need to manage. So when you're only looking at appointments, all that other stuff, it's like we're not paying for that. So therefore, the company isn't going to manage that, and the company isn't going to have a process set up for it on both sides, neither the vendor or... And the other thing, too, is the quality of the conversation. I can always tell if somebody's paid by appointments by how they talk to me. Like the other day, I'm talking to somebody. I said, hey, you know, I am interested in this. There's just no way I'm going to have time to look at it for at least another, probably the end of May, early June. Just ping me back then. And they said, okay, great, I'll do that. So can we set up a time now and put it on the calendar? I'm like, no, just call me back then. You know, I mean, I'm not looking to fill my calendar out into June with
sales calls. Or they keep talking for another 10 minutes, and even though you said you've got to go, they just keep talking.
Yeah.
Now, we're just unfortunately, we're at about the end of our program. Before we get into CRM radio now, a couple of quick questions for you. These are kind of yes and no. Do you have long-term contracts?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and do you charge by the hourly fee or by the project?
No, it's a scoped-out project.
It's a scoped-out project. How long does it take to get a first program up and running?
You know, anywhere. It depends what it is. It usually takes us about a month.
About a month. That's pretty good. And you give weekly reports?
Oh, yeah. There's tons and tons of reports. Okay. I have companies that are some of the most well-known BI companies in the world that use our reports to track the program.
And how does someone reach you?
Very granular reporting.
How can someone reach you?
They can go to vanellagroup.com. They can, so V like Victor, A-N-E-L-L-A group.com. Or they can follow me on Twitter at vanellagroup. Or reach me on LinkedIn.
You've been very helpful today. It's always great to have you back again, Marianne.
Excellent.
Marianne Vanella,
really
CEO of the Vanella Group, one of our long-term sponsors, answering the question all about, is buying an appointment the right thing to do? And we can see, for the most part, it's not. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
On to CRM Radio.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show.